Good morning. The Missouri Senate will come to order. We will start our day with the prayer from our chaplain and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 86th Psalm we hear, I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Thank you for a great week filled with your blessings that have touched our lives. We return home for the continual blessings of being with our loved ones, a time filled with joy and peace. We would ask that you provide us with insight and understanding as we deepen, establish, and build new relationships and serve your people faithfully. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater. Sater, Schaff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Wieland.
Senator from the 9th is here. Senator from Callaway is here. Senator from the 15th is here.
You have a quorum.
Quorum being present, first order of business is read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 11, 2017. The Senate met.
Senator from St. Charles. Seeing no objection, we'll dispense with reading the journal. Introduction of guests. Okay. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from
St. Francis. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill when it arrives. Senator, do you have explanations?
I will have explanations.
Got it.
293, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the per-ton fee for using explosives.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had the privilege of working in Senator Dingler's office several years ago when this bill first went through. It needs to be updated, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity for my colleagues to work on this bill.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 294, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the renaming of a certain state park.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would hope my colleagues would hear me for just a few minutes, that this bill is very important to correct a wrong, a misuse of powers. As most of you know, over the last several years, we've been fighting the Asarco settlement funds and how those funds have been used outside of the area affected by historical mining. The biggest insult to my constituents was that recently a park was named after our former governor. This bill will correct that wrong and make sure that the park is named for the heritage that it deserves. I hope my colleagues will support me in this issue.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills.
Yes, Mr. President.
Senior Senator from
Buchanan.
Buchanan. What reason?
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill when it arrives.
Senate Bill number 295, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to fees to be paid to the County Employees Retirement Fund.
Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, the senator from Butler told me that I woke him up when I yelled Mr. President, so anyway. Listen, we have a problem with the County Employee Retirement Fund. The County Employee Retirement Fund is a kind of a unique entity that covers a lot of county employees in various counties. Unfortunately, it's funded through certain fees and penalties that are paid, like when you file your taxes late or when you file in the assessor's office or the recorder of deeds. It isn't funded where the counties write a paycheck to meet their actuarially required contribution. And so the problem is that it has about $400 million in the fund, but it needs about $600 million in order to be funded at the 70% level, in order to be funded fully, actuarially, so that it's sound. And I have to tell you, these fees are not going up. They're staying the same, but the number of employees and the liabilities of the fund are going up every day. And so there is no possible way that the County Employees Retirement Fund can become solvent unless we, the legislature, make a change. And I don't know that my bill is the correct thing, but be aware that we got a problem and we've got to fix it before it gets worse. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th.
Thank you. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, when they arrive, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 296, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to membership of the police retirement system of St. Louis as a condition of employment.
Senator, would you like to describe your bill? No explanation? Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 297, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to electric shock drowning prevention.
Would you like to describe that bill?
No explanation necessary.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills? Seeing none, the senior senator from St. Charles.
And I would like you to recognize the senator from Newton.
All right. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, you're wanting to to recognize me for what reason?
I understand that you need something read or sent. You need to refer some SCRs.
Yeah. Thank please refer. Please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. Re-refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 5, Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 to Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics.
That will be so referred. Senator from Andrew,
I forgot I had to do that.
And President, a point of personal privilege.
The Senate will come to order. The floor is yours, Senator.
Mr. President, I come to the body today with a heavy heart and a lot of joy as well. As many of you know, my chief of staff, Rich Germinder, who has ably served me for the past 2 years, after serving for the former senator from the 12th District, has decided to move on to the Greitens administration and work for the Department of Natural Resources as their legislative liaison. So in that capacity, we've got a friend in DNR that will have the opportunity to engage on frequent occasions to help us with the DNR and guide us through the process. And as many of you know, Rich is very much a morning person and enjoys getting out and about and having people come in the morning. DNR will have the opportunity to work with Rich in the morning as well as I've had these past couple of years. Rich has been a great friend and colleague, quite honestly. We really have worked the office and ran the office as a team effort. I really congratulate Rich on his opportunities. It's a great opportunity. And I would like for the body to welcome him or congratulate him as well. In that capacity, I also have another announcement. I have a gentleman by the name of Drew Damp is going to come to work for me in the chief of staff position. And we will be celebrating both wonderful occasions in my office at 11 o'clock with some cake and punch. And we would invite the whole body to come and celebrate Rich's moving on and Drew's coming into our office. With that, Mr. President, I would ask the body to congratulate Rich on his new appointment.
The body. The Senate is sad to see you leave, but congratulations on your new appointment, and we look forward to working with you in your new role. Senior Senator from St. Charles.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills.
If I was you guys, I'd budget that anyway. I'll tell you something else here in a minute. Are we on second reading?
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 197.
Senate Bill 197, an act relating to earned income tax credit.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 198.
Senate Bill 198, an act relating to weigh station and inspection site bypass services.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 199.
Senate Bill 199, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 200.
Senate Bill 200, an act relating to expert witnesses.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 201.
Senate Bill 201, an act relating to the employer-employee relationship.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 202.
Senate Bill 202, an act relating to lobbyist expenditures.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 203.
Senate Bill 203, an act relating to the Mo Health Net buy-in for workers with disabilities program.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 204.
Senate Bill 204, an act relating to the collection of biological samples from individuals arrested for felony offenses.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 205.
Senate Bill 205, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 206.
Senate Bill 206, an act relating to school anti-bullying policies.
Education, Senate Bill 207.
Senate Bill 207, an act relating to absentee voting for emergency workers.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 208.
Senate Bill 208, an act relating to election offenses.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 209.
Senate Bill 209, an act relating to protests of road improvements in cities of the fourth classification.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 210.
Senate Bill 210, an act relating to public labor organizations.
General laws, Senate Bill 211.
Senate Bill 211, an act relating to the administration of statewide resilience and recovery.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 212.
Senate Bill 212, an act relating to the inspection of certain X-ray systems.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 213.
Senate Bill 213, an act relating to time-limited offers to settle tort claims.
Government reform, Senate Bill 214.
Senate Bill 214, an act relating to rate making for public utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 215.
Senate Bill 215, an act relating to rate making for public utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment, Senate Bill 216.
Senate Bill 216, an act relating to the registering of roofing contractors.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 217.
Senate Bill 217, an act relating to soup kitchens.
Economic development, Senate Bill 218.
Senate Bill 218, an act relating to homelessness.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 219.
Senate Bill 219, an act relating to the creation of the Missouri Care Counts Program.
Education, Senate Bill 220.
Senate Bill 220, an act relating to time limitations for filing claims which arise out of a defective or unsafe condition of a product.
General laws, Senate Bill 221.
Senate Bill 221, an act relating to persons committed to the Department of Mental Health due to the lack of mental fitness to stand trial.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 222.
Senate Bill 222, an act relating to vehicle lighting equipment.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 223.
Senate Bill 223, an act relating to motor vehicle insurance coverage requirements.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 224.
Senate Bill 224, an act relating to permitted activities of liquor retailers.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 225.
Senate Bill 225, an act relating to the length of motor vehicles operated on highways.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 226.
Senate Bill 226, an act relating to the transferability of tax credits.
Economic development, Senate Bill 227.
Senate Bill 227, an act relating to the practice of hair braiding.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 228.
Senate Bill 228, an act relating to state employee retirement systems.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 229.
Senate Bill 229, an act relating to employees working in certain mental health facilities.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 230.
Senate Bill 230, an act relating to out-of-state abortion referrals.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 231.
Senate Bill 231, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 232.
Senate Bill 232, an act relating to population changes in a certain county for purposes of water corporations collecting an infrastructure system replacement surcharge.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 233.
Senate Bill 233, an act relating to emergency communication services.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 234.
Senate Bill 234, an act relating to security deposits held by landlords.
All business and industry, Senate Bill 235.
Senate Bill 235, an act relating to ambulance services in certain cities.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 236.
Senate Bill 236, an act relating to a database for workers' compensation claims.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 237.
Senate Bill 237, an act relating to the liability of an employee of a health care provider.
Government reform, Senate Bill 238.
Senate Bill 238, an act relating to course access and education.
Education, Senate Bill 239.
Senate Bill 239, an act relating to the inspection of alcoholic beverages.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 240.
Senate Bill 240, an act relating to the statewide licensure of electrical contractors.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 241.
Senate Bill 241, an act relating to poaching.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 242.
Senate Bill 242, an act relating to rate making for gas corporations.
Commerce, Commerce, Texas, Energy, and Environment. Senate Bill 243.
Senate Bill 243, an act relating to the use of motor vehicle platooning systems on Missouri roads.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 244.
Senate Bill 244, an act relating to driver's licenses compliant with the Federal Real ID Act of 2005.
Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 245.
Senate Bill 245, an act relating to shared savings incentive programs.
Seniors, Family, and Children. Senate Bill 246.
Senate Bill 246, an act relating to net metering.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment. Senate Bill 247.
Senate Bill 247, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 248.
Senate Bill 248, an act relating to the Organ Donor Program Fund.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 249.
Senate Bill 249, an act relating to the dollar value modifier used in certain school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 250.
Senate Bill 250, an act relating to land subject to rail banking.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 251.
Senate Bill 251, an act relating to fence maintenance along the Missouri Rock Island Trail.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 252.
Senate Bill 252, an act relating to the separation of church and state.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 253.
Senate Bill 253, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communications devices while operating a motor vehicle.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 254.
Senate Bill 254, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 255.
Senate Bill 255, an act relating to school operations.
Education, Senate Bill 256.
Senate Bill 256, an act relating to Law Enforcement Recognition Week.
General Laws, Senate Bill 257.
Senate Bill 257, an act relating to property taxation of telephone companies.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy and Environment, Senate Bill 258.
Senate Bill 258, an act relating to venue requirements in civil actions.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 259.
Senate Bill 259, an act relating to prohibiting intervention where venue and jurisdiction do not exist.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 260.
Senate Bill 260, an act relating to requiring the independent establishment of venue and jurisdiction for joinder or intervention.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 261.
Senate Bill 261, an act relating to modifying procedures for joinder or tort actions.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 262.
Senate Bill 262, an act relating to modifying procedures for the dismissal of a claim due to misjoinder where venue does not exist.
Government Reform, and Mr. President, please refer Senate Bill 11 from the Committee on Local Government and Elections to Economic Development.
It will be so referred. The senior senator from St. Charles is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. As with everything else today, there are no announcements. Senator from St. Charles. Oh, Senator
Mr. Mr. President, at the Martin Luther King event last night, I visited with the governor and asked him to inform the House and Senate if weather changes and it would affect Tuesday coming into the Capitol. So when I hear from him, I will let you all know. Well, the majority leader will be in contact with you all. Also, I said, do you plan on moving the state of the state, depending on weather? He said possibly to the next day. So I'll keep you all informed as I know.
Thank you, Senator from Newton. Other announcements? Seeing none, Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 17th, 2017.
You've heard the motion from Senator from St. Charles. In many opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We stand adjourned.